McLean County's top health official says progress on COVID is at a fragile point.
While we want to celebrate how far we have come, we also must remain vigilant to prevent losing any ground.
That's Jessica McKnight. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, March 22nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the state expanding vaccine eligibility to include more essential workers before the vaccines become open to all. Eric Stock reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker announced starting today, higher education staff, government workers, and the media will be included in the Phase 1B population. Next week, restaurant staff, construction workers, and religious leaders will be eligible for vaccination.
3.5 weeks in the world of vaccinations, just to be clear, is like a lifetime. And so we have an opportunity here to expand and focus on pods of people before we move into the full-blown population.
It's gotten easier to get a COVID vaccine appointment in McLean County as vaccine supplies have increased in recent weeks. County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says it could become more difficult after April 12th when all adults are eligible to get the shot.
We ask for continued patience because, you know, it may take a moment for you to have a vaccine available for you.
McKnight says vaccinations have picked up among the groups currently eligible. About 20,000 McLean County residents have received both doses.
We have the infrastructure here in place. We're ready for more vaccine. So again, we're hopeful that we will continue to see increases in our weekly allocations because we're ready to really ramp up our operations.
McKnight says COVID numbers are trending well, but a fourth wave and more contagious COVID-19 variants in Europe and Brazil are cause for concern.
The progress that we have made in McLean County, in Illinois, and across the United States is at a fragile point. You could call it a tipping point. While we want to celebrate how far we have come, we also must remain vigilant to prevent losing any ground.
McLean County reported two more COVID-19 deaths last week to bring its death toll to 177. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. ISU Athletics has received an anonymous donation of $2 million toward a long-sought indoor practice facility. The Children's Discovery Museum in Uptown Normal is finalizing its reopening plan after the governor's bridge phase announcement. The museum hopes to reopen in May. Find more stories at WGLT.org. Seven candidates for Heartland Community College's Board of Trustees shared ideas on how to lead the school past the pandemic and how to keep it accessible to all students during a time of shrinking enrollment and underfunding from the state and federal governments. Eric Stock recaps the WGLT Candidates Forum.
Five candidates are competing for two seats on the Heartland Board for six-year terms. Joshua Crockett, Katrina Parker, Cynthia Pulley, Jody Slothauer, and incumbent Rebecca Ropp. Two candidates seek to fill the final 2 years of Greg Chadwick's term, Jim Drew and Cecilia Long. Drew was appointed to the seat after Chadwick died in September. The pandemic has caused a sharp drop in enrollment at Heartland, especially among minority students. The candidates offered various ways to get those students back. Cecilia Long works in social services. Long says the college has to help students with the basic needs, such as a safe home and access to food and Wi-Fi.
These are things that many of us take for granted, but all these issues can be an obstacle that determines whether or not someone has to drop out.
Long says Heartland should work with community groups such as the PATH Crisis Center and Black Lives Matter to help students overcome barriers to education. Incumbent Rebecca Ropp works at Growmark in Bloomington. Ropp says Heartland has been working on a plan to boost diversity through its strategic enrollment initiative. Ropp says outreach is key.
We have also worked very diligently in specific areas in Bloomington Normal to really try to attract first-generation college students as well as minorities throughout the communities.
Cynthia Pulley is an assistant professor at Illinois State University. Pulley says Heartland has to help more students find financial financial aid.
Let's find ways of making sure that those kids know how to get the dollars that they need to go to college.
Jim Drew works for the Logan County Farm Bureau. He served two earlier stints on the Heartland board. Drew also says more dual credit courses would help. He says Heartland must work with the business community and develop programs for jobs in demand.
We also have to be aware of the jobs that we need in our community in Central Illinois and provide those jobs and training for those individuals to make sure that we have what they need to succeed.
Without more students, schools have less money. Candidates were asked how to keep Heartland affordable when state and federal funding provides a little help. Jody Slothauer is a small business owner and former faculty member at Heartland. Slothauer says Heartland needs to maintain significant reserves. She says she'd prefer to avoid deficit spending.
I would prefer to figure out ways to tighten the budget and perhaps not be spending on some of the construction and focus on the core curriculum.
Slothauer also says the school can raise more money by offering its space to employers such as Rivian Automotive. Joshua Crockett is a former student trustee at Heartland. He says the school needs to diversify its revenue to lessen the burden on students and taxpayers. Crockett recommends Heartland build on its continuing education program to offer more professional development and business training.
Employers like State Farm, Country Financial, and so many others can afford to pay for that quality professional development opportunities for their employees.
Katrina Parker enrolled at Heartland in 2012 as a single mom. Parker says she was going through one of the worst times of her life. Parker says Heartland faculty believed in her when others didn't. Parker graduated and later went on to get her master's degree at DePaul University. Parker says Heartland should do more outreach to underprivileged students and give minority groups more say in decision-making. She says the community college can play a role in addressing racism and larger inequities in society.
It's not so much that you see the overt things, it's more so the covert and the microaggressions. So I think education is definitely an important thing, not just for staff and faculty, but students as well.
Election day is April 6th. Early voting is already underway. I'm Eric Stock.
WGLT will air the Heartland Candidates Forum tomorrow night at 6. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. On the agenda is approval of a project timeline and budget for the O'Neill Park Pool Project, plus a new contract with the Firefighters Union. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.